Hello and welcome everyone to House the Josh. I'm Omkar Chaudhary, your host. The guest for today is Mr. Supranational Asia and Oceania 2017-2018. Also, Peter England, Mr. India 2016-2017. A lawyer, a model, an actor. I'm mesmerized, to be honest. Let's get into conversation with him rather than me speaking alone. Ladies and gentlemen, let's welcome super talented Altamash Faraz. Welcome, Faraz.
Glad to be on your show, Omkar.
We are really happy to have you.
The pleasure is mine.
Definitely. Moving on, the first question to you, how's Faraz?
Well, Faraz is on top of the world, doing what he loves to do.
Wow, that's really amazing thing. Like, you know, whenever you love to do something that you're doing it, I think there's the 100% Josh that you have. So talking about...
That drives me.
Exactly, yeah. So talking about like so much of achievements of being Mr. Supranational Asia and Oceania, also being Peter England, Mr. India, how did this journey commence, or how did you just start up with this journey, and what were your thought process during that time?
Well, actually, the journey began quite early in my life, and I was in my last school days, I would say, from like my boards and all. So I wasn't the usual kid who, you know, wants to go to a desk job in a 9-to-5 setup. What I really wanted, that started from a boy who was, you know, like a dreamer, who wanted to be successful, who wanted to have the unconventional things and just wanted to work hard for them. But I was clueless and delusional at the same time because I had no clue what I was going to do with my life. So I ended up studying law.
Okay.
At that time, because I thought that was the best option for me to study law, because I liked reading books and my father was a lawyer as well. So I thought that this might be the best, easy escape for me to be at being successful. But then later in my life, when I started studying at law school, you know, that's when you realize and you get a lot of exposure into the real world. You know, step out in the real world. That's when I realized, okay, so I can do things which I really like. And I actually explored the things that I really love. So when I started doing dramatics, when I got onto the stage and all, that really pushed me and really helped me explore my inner personality and, you know, what I really wanted to do in life. So that was one of those early years in my law school that really made me realize that, okay, so this is my calling, you know, being in front of a stage, in front of a camera, or being in the performing arts, that's what I wanted to do.
Exactly. Like, you know, as you mentioned in your answer that, you know, you come from, like, you know, your parents, your dad was a lawyer, and then you started studying in a law school. So when you took up this profession, so were there any negative part or, like, you know, a negative part or a pullback from your family that, no, Faraz, you're already doing law, you should be continuing with your law and just don't go to this field? Or they promoted you being in this field?
No, actually, I was fortunate enough that my parents were extremely liberal and supportive of whatever I wanted to do. They just wanted me to get a good education, whether it be in whichever field. So I ended up being in law school. So they were just apprehensive that at least you should be an educated boy and, you know, later in life that really helps you wherever you go. So I would really want to say to all the people who are going in whichever field, like, explore your possibilities. Don't really ask people for guidance. I mean, guiding is very good, asking for guidance. But the thing is, you have to explore your inner personality, what you like the most. So when you are in your teenage years, when you are in your growing up years, that is when your personality is actually brewing up. So you need to find out what really motivates you and what is your passion. So once you are into that, then later you can, you know, get into that. That
exactly.
is very important. So my parents were extremely supportive. You know, they just wanted me to get a good education and just follow what my heart says.
Exactly. I mean that was one of the wonderful parts that, you know, you're here today, because normally the parents sometimes tend to not promote their children in the passion that they believe in. But I think that was really wonderful of yours that your parents were really literal and liberal at the same time.
Right. But also, what I feel is that there needs to be a balance between the child and the parent. I mean, sometimes the parents think they know everything and they mostly do. But, you know, as a child, you need to build a relation with your parents in such a way that you can make them understand what you really need to do and why you need to do that, instead of being rebellious to the parents. You're just telling them, I want to do this. Just have a discussion with them. Just tell them why you want to do this. That really helps a lot.
Exactly. That communication should be proper. There should be no communication barrier, as you mean.
Extremely, that's very important.
Right. So moving on, for us, to be honest, when you try to establish yourself into this modeling industry, into this glamorous industry, to be honest, it is not easy. Mm-hmm. It's not everyone's cup of tea, or it's not that easy at all. So what were the challenges that you faced during the whole journey?
Well, I believe that as long as there is life, there will always be challenges, you know. So the challenges keep coming up, and as you progress in your life and, you climb up the ladder of success or the professional ladder in your career, whichever it is, you tend to face different sort of challenges in your life. Like sometimes when I was starting out, there were different challenges. When I'm here right now, so I'm secure in my professional life, but the thing is there are different types of challenges, like creativity and what I want to do, how I want to make it better. So, the challenges would be there, and that is the really exciting part of your job. Unless there are challenges, the whole process is going to be very mundane and boring. So, you should just take the challenges exciting and, as an opportunity to grow.
Exactly. I think many times, there is definitely a up part, there's definitely a down part. There are ups and downs happening in everybody's life. When you're there in the up part, Everybody's really happy, really feels on top of the world and things are going well. But when you're there in the down part, you have so much of negativity to handle and so much of challenges coming up on your way. I think that's where the person's true personality is revealed.
But the thing is, I believe that I have experienced this in my life. If you have a successful life or whatever, there is always going to be ups and downs. And I in my life have experienced this, that the whole life process is like you have waves in an ocean, right? Everybody must have gone to the beach and must have seen the waves. So whenever there is a big wave coming, there is always a greater pull towards the ocean for the water.
Right.
It's always like that. So, you should just be positive about things. Sometimes it's not a, fairy tale thing in the world that everybody is going to be all time high. Sometimes if you are grateful for the high, you should be, prepared for the lows. Sometimes, the lows are there just to prepare you for the future. So I've always been very positive. So I never think that if there's some time I'm feeling low, things are not going according to my own intentions or how I planned them. So I don't really care about them. I just feel that, so it's not going to be a straight line to success. Sometimes these things come so that I could prepare. And whenever there has been, in my life, there has been times when I felt low, things weren't going according to my planning. I really, now when I look back at them, those were the times when I really prepared hard, and whatever I am is because of those times, because in those times I really pushed my limits and prepared myself, exhaustively.
Yeah. So here's one more point that I would like to add on, another question that I would really love to ask you is, have you said that there were low times in your career as well? So could you narrate one such incident when you really felt that, no, this is really the low point, and... it was really difficult for you to manage everything, but yes, you did not lose the hope and you were motivated. There was a fire within you and you just came out of it. So one such incident.
So even when when I was in my law school, so as I said that I was in a different setup altogether and I wanted to do something else. Like I was in a law school, but I wanted to pursue acting. So at that time, I was really, figuring out what to do and how to do it, because I have no connection from the entertainment industry and how to go about it.
Are you from Mumbai itself? Like, are you native to Mumbai?
I'm from Delhi. No, I'm a Delhi boy.
Okay, you're a Delhi boy. Wow, that's amazing.
So I had no clue how to get things done and all of that. So that was the time that really struck me. So I started preparing and, doing all the acting courses that were possibly good for me. I started with that. But, after I completed my law school, so at that time, I would say that was a very difficult time for me, because my law school was done. Everybody was getting, all my friends from college were getting the best jobs in the world. Like someone was going to New York, someone was going, to study abroad at Masters and, Boston University and all of that.
Right.
And they were getting hefty paychecks and all of that. So I was the one who didn't take up any job, because I didn't want to get into that setup, because if you get into a job setup, then you get stuck with it. So I didn't want to get into that only. So I thought I'd just wait and, look for opportunities that might just give me... some threshold in the entertainment industry. So I tried and I waited. I didn't really you know, lose hope and just got into any job just to earn money. I waited. And I, you know, started exploring and educating myself for all the, you know, agencies that were there in Mumbai, all the people, you know, just educating myself of the whole process in the film industry.
Exactly.
And then I will also say that there is a bit of luck that takes you somewhere in your life.
Yeah.
You know,
so, like, Faraz, today you're there at such a successful point in your life. I know that there's so much more for you to go ahead, and there's a big career in front of you. But definitely, what is your favorite part of being into this industry, into this glamorous industry?
Well, I'm one of those boys who really are not really attracted to the glamour at all, because I've been, you know, a wise boy in my early days. I have had the experience to go onto a film set and see how things work. So if you just see the movies, you feel that, okay, this is a very exciting and glamorous field. But then when you go off camera and when you go on a film set, it is very boring. I mean, just to take a scene, it takes a whole day. So it's extremely boring. So I knew that I was never really attracted to the glamour and all part, but the creative process was what I really loved, because, you know, these people who, filmmakers, musicians and all these people, when I am in the company, I'm the happiest. And whenever I go on a film set, the creative process, that never knowing that you'll be, even if you're after 10 years, like if you're doing a scene, you will never know that how will you be able to pull it off, how will you be doing it. So, you know, that part really excites me. And, you know, every time, every job is a new job. Like if I'm doing a TV commercial, if I'm doing a web series, if I'm doing a music video, or if I'm doing a film, every job is different, which includes a different team, a new setup, a new location.
Exactly. In one of the interviews, even Alia Bhatt said that, like, you know, you can't really go prepared, like, you know, that you have a script, you're going to act so and so, and you just can't go prepared on the film set. Because once you go on the film set, the director has got some different insights to the kind of script that is already made. Because what you think is not something that a director thinks. So you will be all prepared, no, this will be my action for this shot, and this will be the line.
Right.
But everything is just game changer on the set.
Yeah, no, actually the thing is, I've never taken the conventional route. I've always been a boy who wanted to be on their toes, because I really like myself to grow. So whenever I'm in such situations where I'm on my toes, where I'm always learning, I'm always, you know, in difficult situations, so that really helps me to grow.
Exactly.
And whenever I am on a movie set, you know, when you're acting, even if you're given a scene 10 times, you will never know that will you be able to do it in the same way, or will you be able to do it in a good way. So that excitement and that nervousness is what I really love about it. And you know, when you perform a scene, and when you just get connected and you are totally lost in the whole scene.
Character.
That thing I realized when I was in my, acting days, when I was learning the craft. So that time when I realized, and sometimes when I really connected to the character and I was totally lost and I forgot everything, I was like, what is this thing? That was really magical for me. So I really
To add on, Faraz, like, you know, as an actor's job, to be very honest, like, you know, the way people look at this job is differently. But actually the actor's job is between action and cut. That is where the actor has to play his life, or that is where the profession lies. Rest of the promotions, the kind of clothes that you wear, the modeling, that is in another part. Being an actor, your life is between action and cut. Your lines, your script, that's what matters to you a lot. And maybe people not perceive it in this way.
True.
Yeah.
No, actually, that is the job, but that is, promoting a film and doing all sorts of, that is also part of the job. You really cannot neglect unless
that is a byproduct of the
job,
you can say. Definitely.
Byproduct of, because if you act well and if you can't promote your film in a better way, so that, you know, the whole product gets wasted. So the whole actor's job is to, you know, get the product ready and then to sell it out and, you know, so that it reaches the end customer, which is the audience.
Yes, definitely. Like, have you spoke about production? Like, sorry, not production. Have you spoke about promotion? We live in this 21st century, which is governed by, or rather driven by, social media. Maybe Twitter, maybe social media like Instagram and many more other platforms around us. So when we talk about Instagram, definitely one thing that comes to your mind is, like, you know, the people's comments. Like, there are some positive comments, there are some negative comments, the feedbacks that you get. So how do you deal with this positive ones and this negative ones? We want the opinion about both of them, the positive and the negative.
Well, actually, I would say it's a little weird, but then I've always been on the love receiving end of the audience. I've never really, I'm fortunate, I would say, that I've never really had my followers have never really given me hate comments or anything, because I'm really particular about the content that I put out, and I don't really put out any content that is where I'm trying to put up an act. I just put out content which is really me and which is engaging to my audience. So I've always had the pleasure that I've received the love from all the audience. But coming back to your question, which is how do you deal with the negativity?
Yeah.
So, you know, I would, you know, comment on that on a general level, which is that, you know, sometimes I end up being as a, you know, positive boy. I really believe that, you know, some people don't even believe in God.
Yeah.
We believe that God is perfect. So even if some people don't believe in God, so we are just humans, right? So
yeah.
I don't really expect everyone to believe and like me. So I don't really care if anyone likes me or not, but I just feel the way I am and I do my work well. I lead the life that I want to live. And it's not my job to let people, you know, expect out of people that they like me or not. I just, I'm
yes,
here to
yes.
do my work. I do my job. And, you know, not everyone likes God. So I can't really comment. I'm just a human. So,
it's not like, not necessary that everybody should like you. There will be people
yeah,
who will like
I
you. There will be people who won't like you.
But I was, I mean, I wouldn't say that I never really, I wasn't in that state as well. When I was like, I was younger in my school days, there were a part of me that wanted everyone to like me and all, but
yes.
your experiences when you get mature, you know, these things are very temporary and momentarily.
Yeah.
They really don't affect you, because you when you're here for a bigger picture, these things shouldn't be the ones which matter to you.
Yes, definitely, definitely for that. Also, like talking about, as I spoke in the introduction, you have been the Mr. Supranational Asia and Oceania for 2017-2018. Also, Mr.
Right.
Peter England, Mr. India, like Peter England, Mr. India for 2016-2017. Like this pageant,
right.
this beauty pageants are not easy, to be honest. Like there are so many people who are trying to get into this top 10, top 5, and you have been
right.
there and you have just cracked the code. So what would you like
right.
to say about the whole process of being into this beauty pageant?
So you want to know the whole process, how, I mean, you should...
No, just a brief process of you, like, you know, just the 4-5 lines that you will just brief about it, that the crux of it that you really learned about.
Well, actually, there is a misconception about the beauty pageants in the whole world, I would say, because the general public thinks that, okay, the beauty pageant is about the looks, people who are good looking, they come up on stage and speak a few lines and then they're done. But actually, beauty pageant, on the contrary, is a very different picture. So when you talk about beauty pageant, it's not just about the looks, but that is a very small part of the whole pageant. Because if you see all the Mr. Indias or the Miss Indias, these girls or the boys have never been the most good-looking boys or the good-looking girls. They are good-looking, yes, but then they have a lot more to it than their just their looks. Because, you know, the basic criteria of being a Mr. India or a Miss India is that you need to have a very strong and a deep character, which is very genuine and real. And, you know, unless you have a real personality which is appealing and, you know, universally admirable, you have no chance over there. So people usually miss out on their auditions or their, you know, the whole pageant. They say,
yeah. So it's not more about the look, it's about the inherent personality that you have within you.
It's more about the character and your personality and your mind, I would say, because I don't think the looks really matter over there.
Okay. Also, here,
small part of it.
Yeah. Also, here we would like to take one more point into the discussion. Like, have you said that you are shooting out for a movie? So could you please elaborate on your upcoming project?
Well, my upcoming projects, I'm in talks with the two production houses. I can't disclose the names, but I am in talks with two production houses. Both the films are in pre-production right now.
Okay.
So we would be starting to shoot in somewhere around the end of this year. So the
okay.
shooting begins at the end of the year. So hopefully by the end of next year, it will be out in theaters. And I hope everyone likes it.
Definitely. Is it a mainstream
yeah.
Bollywood project?
It's a Hindi film, yeah, Bollywood project.
Yeah, yeah. So both the films are into Bollywood and they are the mainstream Bollywood project.
Right, right.
Okay, cool. Like, we are really excited about it. As your film is there in the pre-production time, we can't speak about it. Definitely, we know the guidelines and about it. We can't speak about it. But definitely,
yeah.
once they are out, we'll promote it and we'll talk about it.
Definitely, definitely. And I'm
yeah.
extremely excited. This is really what I wanted to do. And, you know, even after 2 years, I...
Exactly.
2 years
even
there,
we are excited to see Faraz playing a certain character and how you go through the whole character
yeah.
journey. So definitely, we are
yeah.
also looking forward to it.
And because so, I had, after becoming Mr. India, there were a lot of offers. But then I really wanted to wait and, you know, pursue a good project which really establishes me as a good actor, because I didn't want to do anything that I know that I had, certain amount of talent where I've trained myself as an actor as well. So I wanted to wait for a good project, and hopefully this seems to me as a best opportunity. So hopefully everything will be fine, I hope.
Yeah, good things are happening your way all the time.
Yeah.
Definitely. And also for us, before we move on to the Josh Fire, there's one more small question that I would like to put in. That is, the name of the show is How to Josh. It deals with the majority, like predominantly we talk about the Josh and the motivation. So tell us about your motivation, your Josh, that pulls you out of the bed every day and gives you a kickstart to your day and gets you back to the work. So what is that motivation or the internal Josh within you?
Well, I would say that, the Josh will always, or the fire, I would say, will always be burning inside you if you know what you really want to do in life. Like, you shouldn't be a person who really thinks about, okay, I want to be this, and then does nothing about it. So once you have a clear picture of what you want to be in your life, have a blueprint, even if it's not clear, but just try things out. People, the thing is, mostly the youngsters even when I was a youngster at that age, they don't really have a clue what they want to do. So they seek out to people, or they just, but the thing is, in our society, we need to, delve the youngsters or the children at early ages to try new things. Unless they try, they wouldn't really know themselves what they want to do. So, just trying new things and explore, because even if you like, for example, you want to be a cricketer, try cricket for a year. And then if you want to be a singer, try singer for a year. Even it's like, at least in 6 years, you will have 6 professions that you would have a clear idea. Okay, so at least out of these 6, I really like this one, so I can pursue this. So trying new things is very important. And, the Josh and the motivation will always be there if you know that what you want in life. So, for example, I know that I want to be a good actor. I want to have certain accolades, and I want to reach the likes of the great actors that I really admire. So every day when I wake up, I, really think about these people. Okay, so for example, like me, for me, Shah Rukh Khan, Barack Obama, these people are really what I look up to. Like, these people have, achieved so much in their life. So whenever I wake up in life, I think about these people, and then I'm like, okay, so I want to be like them. So really need to work hard.
Definitely. So that is the one, the hardworking thing is the motivation behind you that really gets you off the bed and start working hard on the field.
Yeah, just think about your dreams, what you want to achieve, and that will take you out of the bed.
Definitely. Like for us, we are done with so much of serious topics and talking discussion. So now is the time for a happy moment, the happy segment known as the Josh Fire. So you want to be like, pull up your socks and tighten your belt so that it's going to be a bit tough and it's going to be very rapid. So are you ready for this Josh Fire?
Okay, let's go.
Okay, so are you comfortable and are you all ready to hit the Josh Fire?
Yeah, let's see what's coming.
Yeah, definitely. So the first question to you, are you a tea or a coffee person?
Coffee.
Okay, 3 weird things about your personality.
3 weird things about my personality would be that I am very impatient.
Okay.
And I am very emotional. The third thing would be I would say that impatience is also one of the things that I really get irritated at things in a way at times. So that's a little weird thing about me, because I really want, I'm a perfectionist. So unless the thing is very perfect in a way, I wouldn't be satisfied with it.
So you have that thing that everything that I do should be perfect enough.
Yeah, everything has to be perfect. If it's not in place, I would always be irritated around.
Okay, so then the first thing is that you love everything to be perfect. The second thing is that you're impatient. And the third thing?
The third thing, what I just said, that's the same thing.
Okay, the same thing. Like, you get irritated about it.
Yeah, irritated, that. Yeah.
All right. The next question is, who do you think to be your competition in this industry?
Competition in this industry? Well, I really don't, at the moment, I am not in the competition. So I would just say that I'm at the threshold of my own career right now. So I don't really want to compete. I just want to establish my own mark right now and, you know, just have my own path. And when I have my own path, people, whoever wants to compete with me, they can compete. But I don't really have any competition. I just focus on myself always. I never really think about the competition.
Wonderful, wonderful. I think this was one of the noteworthy statements that you said. Like, although they want to compete, can compete with me later. But as of now, let me establish my mark.
Yeah, I mean,
definitely. Wonderful.
Create my own path and be unique. I just don't really think about being like someone else. So when you are like similar only, then you have competition. When you are totally different, there's no competition.
Definitely. The next question to you. What the following people have, you wish you had? The first name is Ranveer Singh.
Ranveer Singh?
Yeah.
Well, I would say his energy.
Salman Khan.
He has... Salman Khan, his girlfriend.
Shah Rukh Khan.
His charm.
Ranbir Kapoor.
Ranbir Kapoor. I would say that Ranbir Kapoor, his acting abilities, I mean, I wouldn't say that what I don't have, but I really admire his acting abilities. I mean, he's a very effortless actor. I've had the chance to see him work, but he's very effortless in his acting.
Definitely. Moving on. The next question is going to be a bit tough, so you have to be all ready for that. Rank in terms of excellency of work, the names are Shahid, Shah Rukh, Varun, Siddharth, Ranveer.
In terms of their excellency in work?
Yeah, you have to rank them. The first one is the best one.
Okay, so what's the options again?
Shahid, Shah Rukh, Varun, Siddharth, Ranveer.
So Shah Rukh, Ranveer. And Shahid.
Hmm.
And Ranveer was also there?
No.
Okay, so Shah Rukh, Ranveer, Shahid, Varun and Siddharth.
Okay. Rank in terms of beauty. Sarah, Janvi, Alia, Deepika, Katrina.
Deepika, Katrina, Alia, Janvi and Sarah.
Okay. Who is the most promising newcomer? Sarah Ali Khan or Janvi Kapoor?
Ali Khan.
Okay, one stereotype about modeling industry that is true.
One stereotype about the modeling industry that is true. That would be that models are dumb, I would say.
What would come again?
The models are like, they don't have a lot of sense to what they say. That's why I can't really relate to all the models that are there in the industry.
Okay, moving on. Choose one movie you wish to be cast as and also tell the name of the character you wish to enact.
Sorry, what's the question again?
Choose one movie you wish to be cast as and also tell the name of the character you wish to enact. Love, up to whatever movies have taken place, choose one movie from that.
I really like the movie Rockstar, which was played by Ranbir Kapoor, his character named Jordan.
Yeah.
The film.
Okay.
His character in the movie. So I wish I could play something like that sometime in the future.
Definitely. So we all wish that there comes Rockstar 2 and Faraz is being casted as the Jordan 2.
Yeah, I hope so.
Definitely. Then we would love to watch that.
Right.
Yeah. So to be honest, Faraz, you were 10 on 10 in this Josh fire and definitely your Josh was high and you were honest and rapid about it. So the hamper comes to you right away.
Thank you. It's my pleasure being on the show.
Definitely. And before we move out, there's one more question. That is, what advice would you love to give to the teenager Faraz who is looking out for some guidance in this world?
The teenager who is looking out for guidance?
Yeah. To the teenager self of yours. Like, you know, the teenager self of yours. What advice will you give him?
Well, I would just tell him that don't be afraid or scared about your future and just be calm and everything's going to fall in place. Just explore and try out things which you really like and just follow your heart. Everything in time would, you know, be in place. So just be a little less nervous and enjoy life more.
So everything is going to be falling in place. So just enjoy as of now.
Yeah, just everything is going to fall in place in time. So just enjoy life.
All right. So we are really happy to have you on the show and you were really super amazing, Faraz.
Thank you. The pleasure is all mine. I've had really fun being talking to you.
Yeah, I hope like you enjoyed the whole Josh Fire segment and the whole thing was fun for us.
Right, for me too.
Definitely. So thank you so much, Faraz.
Pleasure.
Yeah. Well, that was it for today. Now we meet on next Saturday. Until we meet, most importantly, take care, be happy, and even most importantly, be full of joy. Thank you.